Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Having a minor crisis over here.
Why is that?
You ever get an itchy throat that just won't go away?
Sometimes.
Like it feels like there's just a small spider in there just like poking at your uvula every 5 seconds. Hey, remember you have this thing that you need to scratch it now. I'm going to distract you from everything that you're doing in order to like stick your tongue down the back of your own throat and try and deal with me. Ha! That's the spider talking.
Yeah.
I don't know why it got such a prevalent voice in this discussion all of a sudden.
It's taking over.
I guess so. Like it starts with it tickling my throat and then it just takes over the vocal cords and then all of a sudden I'm a spokesman for the spider people. Or whatever those things were called in that Harry Potter movie with the spiders.
Yeah.
Did that species of spider have a certain name?
I think they were just the spiders.
The spiders.
Yeah.
Boy, thank you.
Giant spider.
Thank you, J.K. Rowling. You couldn't use
They didn't need a special name.
You couldn't use your $1 billion. You're the first person to make $1 billion from books, and you couldn't think of a name.
She did make that before they got movie rights, right? Or was it after?
And I think it might have actually been after the movies started.
Right,
but
before she finished the series.
I think it was from all books. I'm not really sure where I read that
fact from. I've read it, but I don't remember the details of it, because obviously she is a billionaire. And a lot of
and
that money...
And B will never write anything again, because she is just going to sit on her gigantic throne of money and just knock it over and then roll around in the stacks of money. Which you do have to... actually, you need to consider this. The throne out of money is going to be slightly different from the units of measurement that we would use because you're probably thinking it's our money.
No.
She's rolling it. Nope, it's British money.
I'll say it's probably pounds, isn't it?
Consider that. It might be all coins.
A billion pounds or the equivalent of $1 million in pounds. Or $1 billion in pounds.
I remember the stat I'm reading saying $1 billion in pounds.
Okay.
Because, you know, America has to be the center of everything and say, hey, you need to convert all your units to our units because of our freedom. Because that's definitely the direction that freedom works, is you give it
your freedom. We are the source of all freedom in the world.
Sure, yeah. World
Except
police
for our own
strike
people.
Again. I mean...
we already talked about that last week.
But that was at the very end, and if you want to hear me go a little crazy in tinfoil hat, listen to last week's episode, because it was a goodie. I put a question mark on that because, like, I don't really know what. Most likely, it's going to be a bad show. Is what I'm going to go ahead and preface it with. Like, I never really have full confidence in the thing that we're producing it's me second guessing myself. So that's exactly what's going to happen. It's like, great, I made this thing, but people are probably going to hate it. But I also don't care at the same time. So I think that's a pretty nice place to be, just as long as I'm still making a thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of making things, the worst segue ever. Are you making the money you should be making?
It's about there, I think, but not yet.
What's going on?
I don't know.
I'm
gonna talk to him about it tomorrow.
All right.
So
you are working tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mid shift.
Mid is like
noonday.
Noon to okay. Good. Yeah. I'm glad I got noon right. I wouldn't have gotten anything else right. Because I'm
glad that they called me the day, asked if I would swap shifts and be the mid, because I thought I closed tomorrow night. No, I was supposed to be in at 9 tomorrow morning.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, good thing you called me, because I would have still been asleep at 9.
Man, yeah, just it's time to sleep in.
Yeah.
It is that weekend for it. I just want to know, like, once you're getting paid the amount of money that you should be getting paid, are you going to exercise the full rights and guarantees that are given to you by the new dress code that's being applied there?
I haven't heard anything whether or not that's actually going to happen, though.
It's not official yet.
I haven't heard anything, though.
Ooh. Okay.
I keep waiting to hear anything.
Because I remember a few weeks ago we were getting really excited about that because...
The possibility of growing out a beard.
Yeah, that was what we were going to go at. We were going to task you to that, and you agreed to that.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're not... It's not peer pressure. We're not forcing this on you.
But I haven't heard anything. I know they've been doing a lot of changes with stuff, but I haven't heard anything as far as that goes yet.
Everything in the store is now mirrored now. It is Bizarro Safeway. Yeah. The bread is now milk. The milk is now eggs. The eggs don't exist. Don't know what that was supposed to mean.
I don't either.
But that's why you're all here, to try and make sense of the things that I say.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Because this show, once again, is all about me. It even has my name in the title. It does not have my name in the title. Although it would have been a pretty nice way to start, I think. If it started with my name in the title, maybe. Because then it would have actually been all about me. And then
you're going to make a new intro tomorrow.
And then my joke 4 years later would make sense. There's no promise of that. I have no idea what's going to happen intro-wise. For all I know, I'm just going to like stay cemented in my routine so much it'll stay this way for 10 more years. And you're going to have to deal with barely pubescent me saying that intro for the next decade. Because I think I was like just leaving the realm of 16 years old when I made that intro.
Yeah, and use your internet vocal modification tools.
The vocal modification being me taking a slider in Audacity, moving it to the left like 2 inches, which on a screen is a very...
It's a lot.
It's a big distance relative to your computer screen size, and then hitting OK, and then just using that,
then
not even
changing
it.
Suddenly got man announcer voice.
Suddenly, I'm James Earl Jones. I'm not James Earl Jones.
We should get James Earl Jones to do our intro.
Does he have a Twitter? Can we...
I don't know.
I'm not even sure. If we tried to get famous people on here, who would be the most famous person you think we could get?
I don't
feasibly
know.
Like, we can't do... No.
As
high
of, like,
in the
right
sky
now?
Here. Yes.
Okay.
With our connections, how high up could we go?
I have no idea.
I don't know if... maybe... my grandpa was a Master Chief in the Coast Guard, so maybe he can, like, get the Secretary of Defense or something. If he calls, like,
oh, yeah,
two
we're not
going
ambitious,
him.
Are we?
No, not at all.
I was thinking, you know, probably, you know, I don't know what, but, like, we could maybe get, like, one of the extras from SNL or something.
Like,
I'm just thinking starting small here.
That's very small. What, like Colin Jost or something?
I don't know.
What's an extra on SNL?
Well, basically one of the non-regular cast members.
Oh, okay. So Justin Timberlake. Because
yeah, that's true. He basically
you went
is.
To his concert. He knows you.
Yeah.
Hook it up, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
You saw his floating stage or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And his stage floated over to you and he's all like, hey, I dig your show, kid. Take my card, because I guess Justin Timberlake would probably have business cards, but...
Maybe. I don't think he needs business cards. It's not like nobody knows who he is.
Well, nobody knows how to get a hold of him.
Here's my card. Remember who I am that way. No. Who are you?
Yeah. He's like giving you his card so you can buy Coke from him. It's not so you remember who he is.
Yeah.
You're going to remember, oh my God, Justin Timberlake, and now he's my Coke dealer. I'm never going to forget this. That's a piece of information you hold on to for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's true.
Justin Timberlake was once my Coke dealer. And you could tell that to your grandchildren, and they probably wouldn't even know what Coke was. Because
or who Justin Timberlake is.
Because the drug economy had gotten so inflated that Coke tanked like the housing market will probably eventually do.
Again.
Yeah. Because it's a bubbly market. And bubbles, as I understand it, are things you do not want in markets.
Just or remember, many things.
If you remember that. If you ever start a market, ban bubbles.
Unless it's a bubble market.
If you have a bubble market...
Or if it's a market for bubbles.
That would be very problematic. Like, but we should also determine what kind of bubbles
exactly.
Will you be investing in. Will it be bubble tape? Will it be blowable bubbles? Will it be...
Blowable bubble tape.
Blowable... What? That is an interesting prospect. Tell me more.
I just randomly came up with that.
No, go. I'm an interested investor. Pitch it.
I'd have to think about this one. But basically, you could have the roll of tape, so it would be lightweight, easy to ship. You could get a large volume of it. You could inflate it out as much as you need to, so you could inflate it more for more delicate things or less, depending on how delicate your item is.
Sweet. But I'm also imagining... This would definitely be an abused product.
Oh, yes.
Because you know there would be the people who would hook up the hose or the straw or whatever it is and just take one sheet, make it one gigantic bubble, and then like run their car over it or something.
Yeah, I would probably do that.
I that's why I'm saying it, is because we would be the first people yeah. to do
but
that.
Then,
I
yeah,
hope.
And then also you could stick it to whatever item that you're shipping, so that way it would be less likely to shift around and get underneath your little bubble things.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, they have like those rolls of those air pocket things that ship like sometimes from Amazon?
Yeah, the those weird airbags.
Yeah.
That
so you could actually have those stick to your thing, so it doesn't just slide around and shuffle to the bottom.
The airbags with a picture of one of them covering a baby's face and killing it.
And
slowly.
With a big no sign through it.
Yeah. Remember, don't kill your babies with these bags.
Do
it
with these bags.
That's horrible. You're probably like a six-month-old child. You don't understand the concept of bags or faces. You could barely even pass the peekaboo stage of your development. So here's this warning.
Yeah.
To try and make you personify yourself with this image right here, make sure you associate with that. Okay, now you see me. I'm the bag. Don't put me on your face. Oh, it's happening already, and you're a dead kid now.
And all that in IKEA language.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's all just one picture.
Yeah, it just all be narrated by the Swedish chef.
Oh, I was thinking just, you know, the amorphous IKEA blob that's putting together stuff in their instruction manuals. Because they have no words in their instruction manuals. It's all pictures.
I've never bought anything from IKEA.
Yeah.
So
there's not a single word of instruction in the instruction manual. It's all pictures and a kind of, you know, if a drunk man drew the Michelin man.
Okay.
Putting together the stuff.
I would. Okay. One, I would like to see a drunk guy draw the Michelin man. Because,
it could be entertaining.
Yeah. You know what? Even me sober wouldn't be able to draw the Michelin man because I can't draw.
I'm just thinking just a bunch of kind of ovals put together into the shape of a dude.
But also, I don't know if like, are you like bagging on IKEA when you describe their
instruction process?
No,
it's that way
process?
They can sell. They don't have to print out a bunch of different instruction languages.
Exactly what I was thinking, because it's a process that works for Lego, right?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it work for IKEA? But apparently people are really mad at IKEA.
Well, Legos are more detailed.
Yeah, because you can, like, count the amount of bumps
the studs,
on each piece
the height,
and everything. Yeah.
Color coordination.
Oh, I want to go to Legoland someday.
It's not all that great.
When did you go to Legoland?
When I was younger. It's great when you're young. Once you get past, like, 14, it's not that great.
Well, come on. I don't know if you ever lose your love for Legos.
No, I'm not saying I lose my
accidental alliteration. High five.
Yay. I didn't actually lose. I have never lost my love for Legos, but...
Okay.
You know, just the Legoland itself is kind of like Lego trying to make a Disneyland for little kids.
Well, yeah, there is a Ferris wheel made out of Legos there. Am I wrong?
I don't think it's actually made out of Legos. It looks like it's made out of Legos.
Stop
though.
Crushing my dreams!
All the rides
of
aren't...
Of course it's made out of Legos.
The rides themselves aren't made out of Legos.
How dare you? How dare you crush the hopes and dreams of children everywhere?
They do have the giant Lego...
It's still real to me!
They still have the giant Lego villages, though, or cities.
Oh, good.
You know, like the miniature city in Hot Fuzz? Like, think of that made entirely of Legos. They have that in just in a field in Legoland.
Awesome.
That kind of a setup.
So you could walk through it?
I think you can walk around it, and there's, I think, a pathway that goes, like, a little sky bridge over the top of it.
Oh, this is actually interesting. I meant to ask this dude about it, but one of the guys that sometimes comes to work with me over at my dad's place, his sister... was actually working on getting a job as a master builder for Legoland.
That's cool.
Apparently, you have to go through a really rigorous set of auditions in order to get it. Like, they give you...
You have to start just listing off random part numbers, knowing them?
Maybe that. I don't know if it's, like, your mind catalog has to be as extensive as
I'm saying, like,
the
Lego
guys
movie. It's the like,
Lego movie.
Yeah, they're like, all the part numbers just flash on the screen.
I wonder, has anyone looked to see if those actually match?
I thought they were correct.
Why wouldn't they be correct, really? Like, why am I even questioning that? This is dumb. But, no, apparently one of the auditions was they had a pre-constructed apple, like maybe twice as large as normal size.
Mm-hmm.
They put it in the middle of the table and they say you're not allowed to touch it, and using all the, they give you like the full range of parts in the room, you have to recreate that apple. And I don't know anything else beyond that, but apparently she was doing pretty good
cool.
in that set of auditions. It's certainly better than I'd ever do,
yeah.
Because the best, like, I don't know if I'm what it takes really to be a proficient Lego user.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's because all it really is you're just following the instructions.
Yeah.
But the Lego movie taught us you're supposed to create whatever you feel like.
See, I like both sides of it. I like the following the instructions, building something cool, and then using that.
Yeah.
But I also do kind of like just making up my own thing. You know, it's like I would go through, like I had like that 20, I had like a 20-gallon Rubbermaid tub full of just loose Lego bricks.
Yeah.
And I would go through that, dig through all that. Occasionally I found like the old Lego cars that were like the little die-cast plastic cars.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of those.
Those are cool. I think I have two of those. And they still have the Lego branding underneath and everything. Anyways, and like I would build a spaceship and then stick little minifigures in it and fly it around. I wouldn't scream spaceship, but.
Because, well, you would now.
Yeah, now I would.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yes.
But one of the things that we had was like an actual Lego wind-up car.
Yeah.
It was like a die-cast Lego thing. It had the body and everything, but the whole top of it was the Lego bumps. Mm-hmm. And you could stick a key in the side of it and wind it up.
It's kind
of
cool.
But the key was always hidden from us.
So because, you wouldn't break it?
Yeah, I guess so. it was a really important Lego car, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know if we have it anymore, but I definitely want to bust that thing out and just... maybe build a castle on top of it or something, yeah. And just have that be mobile. Just send that off down the street. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Or if Death Star on it, absolutely. You could, because it is a slow moving.
Yeah.
Space station.
Just have it spin slowly in a circle.
Oh yeah, like set the thing up on a track. It'd be like it's orbiting around.
Yeah, but you gotta have the dish always facing the center or whatever it's orbiting.
Yeah, that's difficult.
Well, you just have the speed that it's going around be the speed that it's rotating.
But. Making the Death Star rotate on top of the car? That's not the way the car was made,
oh.
Though.
It you could gear it up. You just run a couple different gears off of the...
On the wheels, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, just run a couple gears off of the transmission or whatever's spinning.
I think there were bumps on the wheels. That could work, but...
Well, because you're winding... Because basically it was a Lego car built on top of like one of those wind-up gear things.
Yeah.
So obviously the parts had to connect somehow, so they had to have some sort of a gears or, you know, axle or something.
Yeah, there's an axle there, but
so you could hook up a gear to that axle and just have the gear run the spinning.
No, I think I was actually thinking of, like, put a gear on the wheel. Because there were actually little bumps on the wheels. There's no more official term on those.
The bumps.
Lego bumps.
Yeah.
It sounds like something that you should probably go see a doctor for, but trust me, it's just a thing on a brick. Just don't put your dick on it because we don't know what will happen. Honestly.
We can't be held accountable.
Nobody's ever done that before. That's probably...
Well, we don't know that, but we don't want to find out either.
We probably know that it has happened before.
Yeah.
Anything you can think of, it's been photoshopped on the internet or attempted to have been recreated in real life.
Sadly, yes.
Because that's the wonderful world... We live in.
Yep.
Yeah. Wonderful world. I have no segue from that. I have nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
So hooray for me. Have you watched season 3 of House of Cards yet?
Oh yeah. I already finished it.
God, I haven't.
Oh.
Hold off on telling me anything.
I will. Don't worry.
I just want the country to blow up on that show because that seems like what's going to happen eventually.
It may happen. It doesn't happen in 3. That's the only spoiler I'm going to give you.
Everybody just pussyfoots around and like stabs each other in the back of the political system. They don't actually care what's happening to the country. They're like playing soap opera in the White House. Meanwhile, outside, the apocalypse is happening. They just haven't realized it because they're too busy kissing each other's asses.
And trying to get ahead.
And stabbing each other's asses. Because you could do both of those things to asses. It's very possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends on your preference, really, and how you feel about that ass in particular. Is it a kissable ass?
I think we're putting way too much thought into this.
We might be, but I think you should consider this, because that might be a world we have to live in where Frank Underwood is burning down the country. You might have to kiss a butt or two. I'm not saying
you kiss a butt or two so you can get into the position to stab the right one.
I guess. Yeah. It's all about picking and choosing the right butts to kiss and or stab. It's a big spectrum of dealing with butts. It's a country full of butts. That's my main point. There are butts everywhere. You're going to have to... It's a reality that we're all going to have to face sooner or later.
Yeah.
Just deal with it. And how you deal with it, I don't care. You could stick your eye in the butt. It does not matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care because I'm gonna be inside, watching it all happen. Not being outside is my goal.
Well, yeah, outside is the apocalypse. Inside is safe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody's gonna come over here and burn down my house. this is me pleading with people of the future. Please don't burn down my house. I'm in here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Even if I don't live here at the time of you hearing this recording. It's plausible. It's plausible.
He's still here in spirit.
Sure, yeah. My ghost will haunt this room is what we're getting at.
All right.
Because I've figured out that power.
Okay.
No,
cool.
I haven't.
Speaking of ghosts and TV shows, segueing in.
What?
Fox has announced, obviously, that The X-Files is coming back.
Cool. Yeah. I set up a segue and I didn't mean to.
Yeah, with two different things, TV shows and ghosts.
What are they bringing back? David Duchovny?
Yep, Duchovny and...
He looks pretty much the same.
Yeah, and Anderson doesn't look too bad as far as aging either.
Doesn't look the same, though.
No, but that's also because she doesn't have her hair dyed red anymore either.
She dyed it for the show?
Uh-huh.
That's the best red hair dye that I've ever seen.
It's pretty well done.
Like, wow. It's just, you always see people trying to dye their hair red.
And it either turns out like a purpley red or...
Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like blood red, doesn't work.
You can't replicate these locks, people. But apparently Gillian Anderson unlocked
did.
The...
Yeah.
She unlocked the secret to that. And God was like, oh, shit, what the... it's...
Okay.
That was my one thing that I was... trying to keep away from you guys.
That was the one thing I was good at, and you guys had to take it away from me.
At least I still got my unicorns. You're not getting those for a while, because I know about all the secrets that their blood does, so screw off. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it's only going to be 6 episodes, though. Which
That's
is
fine with it.
Yeah, no, I'm cool with that.
We do not want to draw this out.
No. And, well, it also is also probably to gauge interest, how much people are interested in watching more X-Files, and if this 6 episodes probably does well, they're probably going to make more.
But maybe not with Mulder and Scully.
I don't know, because Duchovny and Anderson are both like, yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
We're in.
I guess they're not doing anything else? Is, like, Californication over?
Californication's done. I think Anderson's doing The Fall, which is on Netflix, but...
I watched a bit of that.
Isn't it good?
It looked pretty nice. It was, really dark. Like, I don't mean, like, in terms of storyline either, just like the way everything looks,
because
I think it's supposed to be Seattle, actually.
I thought it was in Ireland.
Wait, The Fall? I might be confusing that with another show.
Maybe.
Is she Irish in the show?
I don't know.
There's some other show with a redheaded lady as the lead, and it's definitely
in Seattle.
Of
The Killing?
Yeah, The Killing.
I watched part of that. Yeah.
No,
that one's really dark.
Well,
as far as color and lighting.
It doesn't really say anything about Belfast.
Hmm.
Is that Belfast Ireland, right?
Yes.
Okay. But no, she really looks like original Gillian Anderson on the cover for the Fall here. I don't know if you've seen that before.
No, she hasn't really. Neither one of them have aged too terribly.
No.
But then again, they're only in their mid-40s.
I'm pretty excited for it, for this reboot, but...
It'll be interesting to see where they go with it. Is it going to be, like, all Monster of the Week episodes? Is it going to be more storyline? Like, you know, is it going to be, like, 6 episodes all conspiracy or mix in some Monster of the Week ones?
I would be so fine with the Monsters of the Week just being all of them.
Personally, I'd like 3 and 3.
Yeah?
I think that'd be cool.
Every other one being different?
Or maybe, like... You know, the first one being, you know, a mythos conspiracy kind of one, and then maybe throw in 2 Monster of the Week, or like a Monster of the Week, the 2 conspiracy and 2 Monster of the Week. Or like break it up somehow, but...
Well, do you think they're probably gonna take a whole bunch of the first episode and it's probably gonna be a whole thing about like, whoa, hey, Mulder, I haven't seen you in like... 30 years or whenever X-Files ended.
Well, they did the second X-Files movie was in 2008.
Oh, but I didn't watch that
one. I didn't either.
Well, actually, I'm not sure which X-Files movie I watched, because it was the one where like Scully was in an alien ship. And
that's the first one.
That is the first
one? I just watched that one recently, so I know that one.
Okay, because...
With the bees and...
Yeah, the bees. It was weird because when I was watching
it
the series
actually fits,
originally.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't watch it in where it was supposed to be watched?
No, I was like getting like past like seasons 4 and 5, and then this weird jump happened where they started talking about all this stuff that I didn't hear about.
Yeah,
it was
between 5 and 6, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, what's the going?
Because I heard 6 starts really literally right where the movie ends.
Yeah. And is that where you're at right now?
I just finished the movie, and then I'm going to stop and then go into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a month.
Get caught up.
Yeah.
There's actually people doubting that it's going to tie in with Age of Ultron completely.
Yeah.
But just watch it anyway. It's good. It's good TV. It's Whedon, and it'll make you appreciate Coulson as a character a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back to X-Files, though, are they gonna like really push the whole idea that the internet exists?
I don't know, because it's a very kind of a very different world than when the original TV show was on.
Yeah,
I mean, it was kind of a turning point in technology. I mean, computers had started being used in forensics a lot more. They all had cell phones, but they didn't have like iPhones with internet capability.
Yeah, so
and
are they gonna
camera phones to snapshot Bigfoot running through the forest?
I really hope they don't CSI anything.
No,
I hope so. I don't want them to be able to take a picture of the crime scene and then they have a hologram back at their office.
Right.
I'm looking at you, Bones. You do this every fucking episode. For some reason, that Angela lady has holograms that can do anything, and when she taps like three more buttons, oh look, she solved the crime. We're done. That was like 2 minutes of the ep. We're done now. Technology, save the day again. We're not going to revert back to our good old-fashioned detective skills. No, we're going to cheat.
Yeah, and which it's kind of cool because in one of the X-Files episodes, they actually did the opposite of that. They had like, it was an image from like a security camera photo, and they're like, the image is too grainy. We're not going to be able to enhance this any further.
I love that.
I was like, that's
Yay!
Accurate. That's good.
Back to the good old days. It's in the way that you use it.
And I think they're like, there's no point in even trying to enhance this any further.
No, because it's a crappy CCTV camera, and you're not going to like get a reflection off some guy's tooth off of a window, and you're going to get a picture of the perp or whatever. It's dumb. CSI.
Yeah.
Why do you still exist?
I don't know. People still watch it and still think that's how police work is done.
There's a CSI cyber division now.
What?
So it's, you know, it's just full.
Oh god, I kind of want to watch one episode just to see how blatantly wrong and horrible it is.
I have only seen clips of it.
Is it as bad as you think it would be?
It is so bad because there's one part where they're trying to figure out where a lady that ran away could have gone to, and all they really know about her is the car that she drives, how crappy the car is that she drives, and that she's also an alcoholic. So, of course, they immediately determine that the car could have only driven a certain distance, that she would definitely be going to a bar, that she definitely was drinking while driving and wouldn't have made any left-hand turns, and also figured out that evolutionary instinct would make the person want to go to higher ground. So there's a bar on top of the hill. It's the only one she could have gone to. We found it. Oh, my God. The crime. We solved it again. But I also want to kill myself at the same time because I'm on this show. The show exists, and I'm a part of it, and I hate it.
That sounds absolutely horrible.
It is bad.
And speaking of more bad TV.
More bad TV.
Now we're flipping to the opposite end of good. The X-Files is coming back. Bad. Top Gear is done.
This is a very mood swingy
thing. Week in TV, yeah, because Jeremy Clarkson was officially fired at two days ago, and Hammond and May, the other two presenters, have held their pact that if one of them's gone, all of them are gone.
They walked.
They are a package deal,
mm-hmm.
and they've said that from many years ago.
22 seasons.
Yeah, they've done. Well, yeah, they've been working together for 22 seasons.
Yeah.
They've been working together since, because British seasons, there's like two seasons in a year.
Yeah, they kind of take the reality TV stance of their seasons.
But they've been working together since early 2000s, like 2002.
Yeah.
So they're really good friends by now.
And even though
they do rag on each other a lot, but friends do that all the time.
Yeah. But we also should think about like what. Like, how did he get fired?
He punched one of his producers in the face.
He punched his producer because there wasn't food.
Well, because they were supposed to have a hot meal, and then, yeah, I don't know. It's not justifiable what he did.
No.
Not by any means. But then the thing is, and then literally right after it happened, within a matter of hours, within less than 24 hours, he went to the BBC and reported it himself, that everything that happened, fessed up to everything, tried to apologize numerous times to the guy he hit.
Oh,
still,
I didn't hear that part.
Exactly,
of it.
Because they only want to. BBC has wanted Clarkson gone for a long time.
They don't like the guy.
No, because he's not super politically correct.
No, but We're also in the era of the world where like political correctness is like,
which is probably why Clarkson's really so entertaining pushed to a lot of people,
because he's outside of the norm,
because he won't be super politically correct. He thinks it's stupid.
Yeah, political correctness is it's so many weird hurdles you have to go through now, because like he made a joke about the Jews, and I'm not even Jewish, but I was offended.
Yeah.
So what? Be offended. Nothing happens.
Yeah.
Just move on with your life. It obviously doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
You don't need to cry victim about it.
Yeah. So basically, but there is obviously glimmers of hope with the whole Top Gear thing, if you're a fan of the show, as I am.
Since they're all walking off, they'll probably find another place to go.
There's plenty of other places. I heard Netflix is supposedly interested in picking up the three of them. And because the BBC does not own that track.
Really?
BBC doesn't own the track.
It's an airport that owns it,
it's,
right?
Yeah, it's a place that they use on an airfield. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
they might even be able to keep the airfield.
They may not be able to even have to change locations. They may have to change sheds that they film the studio bits in.
Maybe, but they could make that look pretty similar.
Exactly. And they'll have to call it something other than Top Gear, and I think the BBC owns the rights to the name The Stig. So,
is The Stig going to go away?
They'll have to keep a guy, they'll have to call him something else. They probably can keep a nameless dude in a white racing suit with a black visor.
They just can't
call him The Stig.
They can keep his likeness, but not his name.
Or they'll just make it a slight collar costume change. They'll have him in blue instead of white or something.
Man,
I mean,
copyright law is strange.
The Stig used to be all black.
Really?
Yeah. And then Black Stig went off an aircraft carrier in a car, and then it became the White Stig.
It's like a Gandalf the White story, but it's with the Stig.
Actually, that's not too far off. They strapped a rocket to a Cadillac, if I remember correctly, and drove it off an aircraft carrier.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
And then they had a video right before it launched off that Black Stig was sitting in the car. It was like really early seasons, though, that they did that.
Oh, I want to see that, though. That's, somebody took a page out of J.R.R. Tolkien's a very thick book.
Yes.
And just slid it right in there.
Nobody would have noticed anyways.
No.
It's only one page.
It's true. It's a very nice piece of mythology, because he's probably been the same Stig the whole time.
No, there's been multiple Stigs.
Oh, more than the Black and the White Stig?
Yeah, there's been multiple people been the White Stig.
Well, oh, real? Oh, multiple people being that. Well,
being
it's
that
Ben the White Stig.
Yes. Oh. The character's the same, but there's different people under the helmet.
Right. Okay. No, I was thinking, like, you had different Stig colors in the past, because I was thinking Lord of the Rings connection being there.
The blue wizards.
Yeah, I told you about that weird video that I saw, right? It was, like, explaining the whole idea of, like, where the hobbits come from and how the J.R.R. Tolkien universe even started. Mm-hmm. I guess, because there is, I guess, a whole creation mythos behind the entire...
Of course there is.
Of course there is, because the nerds had to wander out and be like, I need complete models for my entire universe, otherwise I will not be satisfied with the end product. Something like that.
Yeah, because that somehow degrades the rest of the story if they don't know how everything started.
I guess, but that's also why you have the Star Wars extended universe.
It's very true. Very true point. But then again, I also don't care about how the Star Wars universe started.
No, I don't really have much of an interest in how it started, because
I'm happy with the fact that it exists, and that's all that really matters.
Yeah, it's cool that
as long as you give me enough backstory to understand the story, I'm good.
Yeah, it's cool that you have a backstory if you want to read it, I guess, but all you really need is that gigantic ship moving in over the top of Freyna and just going for like 45 seconds.
That's chasing after a little ship and shooting blasters at each other. That there's a war going on.
That's the only start you need. It's a fantastic start, and we can be happy with that.
I'm amazed at the number of people who haven't seen Star Wars.
They're out there, man.
I know. I work with two of them.
Ha, what?
Two or three of them off
you
the top of my head.
You can fire them, you know.
No, I can't, unfortunately.
Who are they? Can I know?
Tyler and Produce. Never seen Star Wars.
Come on. Well, I'm honestly not that surprised
I'm not
by
either.
That guy.
Yeah. And then Kelsey, one of our checkers, she has never seen any Star Wars or any Star Trek.
Man.
She's seen she's seen like 20 or 30 minutes of the first Abrams Star Trek. That's it.
And then what? She left the theater?
No, it was on TV and she had to do something else.
Oh, man.
So she was watching Abrams Star Trek on TV and only watched like half an hour of it.
That's insane. I couldn't do that. No. I. It's painful.
I don't like
me
watching movies on TV in general.
Well, it's not even that just watching it on TV. It's just that it kind of pains me to leave a movie in the middle of watching it.
Yeah.
Because I do want the story to finish.
I hate stopping a movie and then starting it again later.
Especially multiple days later.
Yeah.
Even just walking out of the room for like a minute to get a glass of water. I'm just like, okay, I gotta hang on to the experience in my head. Let's hold on to the suspension of disbelief. Let's suspend that suspension. Because we had to go meta about this whole structure, I guess. Just hang on to it. How much Scorsese have you seen, actually? Because I want to make a recommendation to people.
I've seen The Aviator. I have seen The Departed, obviously. Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
Shutter Island. Goodfellas.
I didn't realize The Aviator was Scorsese.
Yeah. Okay. Trying to think if I've seen any others. I don't know that I have.
One that you definitely have to watch. It's one of his earliest ones.
Taxi Driver.
A little bit later than that, King of Comedy.
Okay.
I really like this movie because Jerry Lewis is in it, but he's not doing his whole flagging schmaggy thing. He's being serious. He's being a different personality altogether. He's still on TV and his first name's still Jerry, but he's insanely popular, and Robert De Niro plays like the benevolent sociopath. It's really awesome because all he wants to do is just be friends with Jerry. That's it. He just wants to be friends with him and be on his show maybe, but he goes absolutely crazy trying to make that happen. It's very good.
I do want to watch some of the other Scorsese movies, for example Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver's great.
I do really want to see it. It's still on Netflix. I still need to watch it.
But it is on Netflix. All right. I did not know that.
Yeah. And then trying to think of what else he's done. There's Gangs of New York, which I haven't seen.
I tried watching that on TV, and both times I tried watching it, it was at somebody else's house.
Okay.
It's a very long movie.
I heard it's really long.
It's like 2.5 hours long.
That's doable.
But
you said really long. I'm thinking like 3.5. At, you know, three and a half hours long.
Well, it might actually be 3 hours.
I thought it was, yeah.
Gangs of New York. I'll look around, but like, I was watching this at somebody else's house, and they had one of those channels that is just playing movies all the time. And
like Showtime or whatever it is.
Yeah, I don't really, something like that. And they were playing Gangs of New York, and it had the commercials and everything, and we were just like sitting through them, you know, so it was just taking even longer to get through the movie. And then at one point, maybe with about 20 to a minutes to a half an hour left in the movie, the video freezes. The audio plays for maybe 6 or 7 minutes, and then the picture starts moving again.
So it's about 7 minutes out of sync.
7 whole minutes out of it's completely unwatchable. I don't know how the movie ends.
Yeah.
I don't know what happens to Daniel Day-Lewis and his glorious mustache in that movie, but it's a mystery to me. So if I do the math here, 6120.
How long is it?
It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
It's still really long.
That's still pretty long.
Like anything that's over 2 hours, I really start to notice.
Some movies I do, some movies I don't.
I just don't want to have to check my watch partway through the movie to see, oh god, when are they gonna get on with it?
Yeah,
that's all. I want someone to die or something to blow up already, but no, we're here like with a close-up of some guy's souffle or whatever, and there's a moth on it because like I don't know, John Woo got introspective for a minute and he was
it'd be
like
a dove if it was John Woo.
He started out with moths, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was he's gone through various phases of flying creatures. Once he achieves the ability to harness the power of a condor and just make those things hang out on set, he will have reached his apex as a director. He will be unstoppable in the box office.
He hasn't really done anything recently, has he?
No, I don't think so. I will look at his whatever.
Yeah.
It's just W-U, right? John Woo?
Yeah.
Oh, W-O-O. John Woo! That's not racist.
not at all.
No, racist. The last thing he made was something called The Crossing.
Never.
What the heck is this? Oh, it's a Chinese movie.
Okay.
Okay, I'm trying to find something that was actually released in America. I have no idea what this is. Red Cliff 2? What is this? It's like it's about China, obviously. So Red Cliff, the first chapter of a two-part story centered on a battle fought in China's Three Kingdoms period. There's no doves on the cover. So I don't have, but what's like the, oh, Mission Impossible 2.
Oh, yeah.
He did do that.
Yeah.
But that was all
that's
the way
back.
That's
why there's doves and a lot of flipping double kicks to the face.
That's the most.
That's like 2002.
2000, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was, that's the most recent thing that I recognize by him. And then the one.
Face Off,
obviously. Yeah. But I love Face Off.
Oh, yeah. Face Off's great.
Yeah. I gotta watch that again.
I do, too. I've only seen it once.
Did you watch the trailer for the fifth Mission Impossible movie?
Yes.
I'm excited for that.
Looks pretty good.
Tom Cruise's
consistently gotten better as they went on, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. The fourth one was top-notch.
Fourth one was really well done.
But Tom Cruise's face is looking very weird to
me.
What's happening? Is he John Travolta-ing?
Lots of surgery.
Yeah, he's getting surgery and but getting fatter in the face.
I thought the
aliens
are trying to prevent his face from aging, and so
Xenu is rubbing face cream on him in his sleep or something, and that's what did this to him.
Yes. Something like that.
Alien face cream. It's doctors hate them. Oh man, that sucks for John Woo though.
Yeah,
he got a 6.0 out of Mission Impossible 2, but at least he didn't fly a helicopter.
It was still entertaining to watch, not gonna lie.
Second one, at least
it wasn't great, but it was entertaining.
At least he didn't fly a helicopter into a train tunnel like in the first one.
Yeah,
what was the, come on man,
I don't know,
I'm not sure what,
because the thing is
there.
Most of the movie was fairly grounded up until that point.
Yeah, and then that's when, oh well, you've lost us. It's gone.
Yeah,
the suspension of disbelief, unsuspended.
And then John Reno flies a helicopter into a tunnel chasing a bullet train.
Yeah, but he's cool.
Yeah, but he's flying a helicopter almost 200 miles an hour through a tunnel that happens to have no bends.
Oh yeah, well why was there a bullet train? Were they in Japan?
No, there's bullet trains all over Europe.
There are?
Oh yeah.
Why is Japan the only country that's known for these?
That's
the only country I know about that.
I know that France has a bunch of them. France and Italy have a bunch.
Really?
Yeah, because I know they did one of the Top Gear races where they raced from...
They raced a bullet train?
They raced from London to, I think it was somewhere in Italy. I want to say it was Milan or somewhere like that.
Wow.
And Hammond and May took the bullet train through France. And down into Italy.
I know exactly how this episode goes, and I haven't even seen it. It's just going to be quick cuts between
Jeremy
driving the car, and he's freaking out. It's so fast!
So much power.
And then James and Hammond are on the train just reading a magazine or drinking tea.
Talking about how rubbish everything is.
That's how it was, wasn't it?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy doing nitpicks, because they actually stipulated his car could only cost 50,000 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Or 30,000 pounds, actually.
Did he go over?
No.
Oh.
He got...
Because I know he likes to go over sometimes.
Yeah, because they gave him a finite budget of what his car could cost. He picked a Shelby GT500.
Oh, I've seen pictures of them, and they look like they could go fast.
It does go pretty fast. When you got 622 horsepower, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's more than I have, so it's a lot.
Yeah, that's more than a lot of cars that cost five times as much have.
We're back on Top Gear again.
I know.
So here's my question about it, though. If Netflix does buy it, can they afford all the cars that they're going to be going through?
Most of those cars are on loan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't just buy those cars. They don't just have a fleet of supercars sitting around Top Gear somewhere.
Okay.
The manufacturers will loan them the cars to use.
Got
not
it.
Only for their track and also for their road trips.
Okay.
Because there have been times where actually they wanted to use a certain car from a certain manufacturer. And the manufacturer's like, no, you say too much crap about our stuff.
I've seen what you guys do on your show.
Yeah. No,
every car manufacturer is just watching Top Gear, just streaming in their offices at all times.
Well, because one time when they did the American Muscle Car trip, Dodge refused to send them one of the new Challengers.
Oh,
that was also
mean.
That was also because they were super backordered on the new Challengers. And so they're like, well.
Oh, so they might have. They might have given them.
And
the
so they just went out and bought one. Just outright, they just went and bought one for a marked up price from what MSRP was.
Cool. And there's no issues with doing that, and the company saying, "Hey, use our car because it's.
If you buy it, then you can't, they can't say what you can and can't do with it.
Awesome.
Nice and then loophole. There's one other time where they went to Albania where they wanted Bentley to send them their newest like flagship luxury car.
Yeah.
Like they had the bottom end Rolls Royce, the top end Mercedes, and they wanted the new top end Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Bentley's like, no.
Aww.
So they used a Yugo and called the Bentley.
What's
a Yugo is a Soviet piece of junk car.
It sounded like it might have been a Soviet car.
It's a Soviet car. It's a piece of junk.
Is it short for Yugoslavia?
No, but I think it was made in Yugoslavia.
Okay, it makes sense.
So, but yeah, it was a piece of junk, and they called that the Bentley, and they, you know.
They just put the
they
logo
ragged
on
it. Like, they treated it like it was the Bentley, and every criticism they had with the Yugo was they called it the Bentley. They said that was the problem with Bentley.
Oh, wow.
So.
They're gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, they're definitely gonna get picked up. Honestly, they don't really get paid nearly as much as you would think for what they do.
They would get paid so much more if they were on Netflix.
Yeah, well, because apparently for like an entire British season, they got paid like roughly £1 million, which is yes.
Oh boo hoo!
But I know you hate the show, but it's a fair comparison. The Big Bang Theory, each and every single one.
Ugh.
I'm not talking about the show. I'm just talking about how much they make.
Yeah, I know. It's also unfortunate how much they make, no matter what you're going to say, because they shouldn't be getting paid however much it is.
Each individual principal cast member per episode in a 22-episode season, $1 million per episode.
Per episode?
Yep.
If we got...
So they get $22 million a year.
We would have almost $200 million if we were getting paid per episode.
Yeah.
My God. That's outrage. That's outrage.
That
I am outraged.
Absurd.
This is me being outraged.
Yeah, that is just absolutely absurd, the amount of money that they make. And so, yeah.
Netflix won't be able to do that much.
No, they won't. Well, I don't know, because they can pull in some pretty big name stars with some of their stuff. I mean, Kevin Spacey's a pretty big name.
Yeah, but we don't know how much he's getting paid, though.
That's true. And even if they paid them double or triple what they got paid by the BBC, that's still not that much comparatively.
But... They'd be very happy, though.
Yeah.
I sure hope
I'd
so.
I'd be happy with $3 million a year.
And
to do their job.
I'd also be very happy if Netflix decided to go ahead and adopt Jeremy's political incorrectness, because that just means he's there forever. Because
Netflix is like HBO, where they're like, ha-ha, people pay us money, so we can do whatever the hell we want.
We have your money already!
And so they're like, we don't play by your rules, so fuck off.
Yeah, cable, you can suck my dick so hard. Take the stick inside your face.
Which is probably why HBO and Netflix have better TV shows.
Yeah,
on the whole,
probably. But I still haven't seen Game of Thrones yet.
Yeah,
when am I gonna do that? I have no idea.
Probably summer.
Everybody's gonna be mad at me if I don't watch it.
Oh shoot, that reminds me. That's new season starts like in the middle of next month.
Yeah, so
I'm probably just gonna wait until the rest of the entire season comes out. I'll wait 10 weeks and get the entire.
You're gonna
season.
Wait the 10 weeks?
I'll wait the 10 weeks.
No, I would not do that.
I can't.
I don't do that with any of my currently running shows.
See, I binge watch everything. I hate the week to week thing.
I kind of like the week to week
thing. I don't like the week to week thing because I want to keep going. I just want to binge through it and marathon through it.
Oh boy. This is why we water down your booze before you get it, because you just want to
I can't stop. Speaking of which.
It's mine. Yeah, you might have been hearing the sliding sounds. That's do we want to do like a drink segment?
Oh, we can.
I don't know. It's a review of what it's this segment is called. I'm making it up. That's not the name of it. What are you drinking? Working title. Go.
Just straight Pendleton.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Although that being said, I did just recently get some actual Lillet so I can actually make the correct Bond Martini.
The real Bond Martini.
Yes, instead of using vermouth as a substitute.
Cool.
So.
But the whatever website you looked that up on said that vermouth was okay for that.
Well, yeah.
Right? Or did you decide that?
Well, I've decided it was as close a substitute as I was going to be able to get without actually getting actual Lillet.
How far did you have to drive to get that? Because we know we did that it was not over here.
Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Not that.
Just by the Van Mall. I was already in the area, and so.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Time well spent, I think.
Yeah. And it wasn't that terribly expensive.
Yeah, because he kind of made it sound like it was going to be when.
I thought it would be because it was kind of hard to find, so I figured it was a specialty item, so it would be expensive.
Okay.
It wasn't. So I'm like, okay, I'll pick up a bottle.
Or two. Nah. Or however many, you know, you just want to stock up on it. Because you never know when you're going back to Vancouver again. I mean,
right.
How often do you go back to Vantucky, really? I mean, it's not that often.
Yeah.
Got to stock up. Apocalypse could be happening tomorrow. That's why I'm ready for that. Got all the movies I could ever want right over there. I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, well, if electricity goes away, I'm fucked. Because I don't have a generator.
Oh, we do.
Oh, you have one?
Mm-hmm.
I'll crash at your place. But maybe
yeah, we got a gas generator, so you got to have gas.
I have some in my car. You can just siphon it.
Okay, that's true. And then also, we could always eventually rig up some solar cells.
Do you have some of those?
No,
or
but we
go out and get
if
them?
It's the apocalypse, we can wait for some people to kill each other off, and then we can go sneak in and grab some solar cells from somewhere.
Okay.
Go to WSU. They got plenty of solar cells all over the rooftops.
I haven't looked at the roofs, really. I'm mostly looking at the ground, avoiding student election people.
Thank God that that's over.
Is it over?
It's over, because I think voting was over today.
Oh, good, because, like, I was going, like, full Asperger's on these people, because I was just,
they asked, have you already voted? All right, have you voted yet? Yep.
No, I was I was worse than that.
Oh.
Because headphones in, eyes at ground, they still try to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
even though you're giving all the clear signs. I am a person that doesn't want to be talked to. Look, I'm walking away.
They're not as bad as the people that want you to sign their little petition things that are bugging
you. The people that want you to, like,
are you registered to vote? Blah, blah, blah. Do you want to help? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they're like, are you registered to vote? Nope. That's what I would say every time they ask.
Nope. Bye.
Did you want to register to vote? Nope.
You are actually registered.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
God, yeah.
Okay.
No, but every time, if they ask me a question, do I want to do this? I'm like, no.
You could always just,
and
like,
don't slow down, don't stop, nothing.
You know what would be fun to do is, like, pretend that you're a Russian citizen. And then just keep walking.
Yeah.
Just pull out to have a reason to pull out the Russian accent, because why not?
No, I'm just visiting comrade from Soviet Russia. Well, not from Soviet. I am visiting cousin from Armenia.
Right, because Soviet is not thing anymore, right?
No, Soviet was just after me being born.
I guess so, yes. But no, it was... they
just
still
before
tried...
me being born, not after.
I don't know why these guys still tried to talk to me.
I don't know.
Could I not be any more clear with my body language? Should I have just stuck my fingers in my ears and gone, la, 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 la? Would that have worked? Because I don't want to vote for you people, because as far as I know, campus government...
does nothing.
Not exactly... top of the line.
Proactive, nothing.
Not exactly
taking
in control of my life.
3 years I've been at WSU, I've seen nothing of benefit that the student government has ever done.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's just a secret club where they have pizza parties all the time.
Yeah.
It's their own secret pizza party club. Great. We have that too.
Yeah.
We do that literally every week. Which, did you want some pizza?
I might later.
Okay, because there's like maybe... two pieces left.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
All right, we only got one pizza today. There's you may not have noticed, but there are many people not in the house.
I did not currently. Notice. I just assumed people were hiding in their rooms or beds or
no. Nope, my mom and my sister are over in Silverdale right now. Mm. It's my grandma's birthday.
Ah,
she's probably listening to this. So happy
well, she
birthday,
will be
Nana.
Listening because we aren't live streaming.
Probably, yeah. It'll go up at some point if I manage to put it up on Facebook. Because like the past few weeks. We've been doing it super late at night, and
you're just no.
It's just not even worth it to put it up on Facebook, because anybody that's awake at that time is probably not going to stay up an hour longer to listen to my show.
Yeah.
So posting on Facebook kind of went by the wayside for a few weeks. But could it happen this week? It's only just now 10, so maybe.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. It'd be a grand old time if it did. But... my mom and my sister are taking her out to tea, because I guess that's what you do for birthdays. I guess that's like the lady equivalent of going to Chuck E. Cheese or the casino or something. Although, I think you get better odds at a Chuck E. Cheese than you do at a casino, but you also get crappier prizes, because you're getting, like, sticks of gum and pixie sticks at Chuck E. Cheese, but at a casino, you're getting actual money.
Yeah.
That's a sick... twisted world. I want to win some pixie sticks at the casino. Can't I cash in some of my winnings for that? Can't you just have a concession stand right next to the cashier's office?
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah, that's what I'd do if I ran a casino.
That's how you would avoid losing more money than you have to.
Yeah, or
maybe they win, then they could go spend.
Yeah, I would also probably figure out some kind of divide the casino down the middle. There's a kids section. The kids' tokens will be redeemable for actual
but they
money.
They can't gamble because you can't legally have minors gambling.
Okay, the tickets should
basically make the junior side basically be Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing. Where you
the junior side would be Chuck E. Cheese, but the money somehow has to come back to the parents.
Uh-huh.
And that's either going to be through like the tickets or the tokens that they have.
You have to have it be tokens.
It has to be tokens.
Well, I think it'd be better if it was tokens.
Yeah, but they have to use the tokens to play the game.
Right, but it's if you put in a nickel and it shoots out $50 in nickels. Like a nickel slot.
Oh, like money coins.
Yeah. Okay. But it's like if they put in like one Chuck E. Cheese coin and they win the jackpot, they get like 500 Chuck E. Cheese coins come dumping out.
Okay. Is that not playing into the... is that not gambling, though? Would that be illegal?
It depends on how you do it. If you're having them stick in a coin into a thing and pulling a lever and seeing if they get 777, yeah, that's kind of illegal.
But it'd be funny as heck to watch, though. Watching a five-year-old sit at a nickel slot for like an hour. You'll learn all about what this means when you grow up, Timmy. It means that you're never going to win at anything.
Sit here and pull the lever. Grandpa needs to change his colostomy bag.
3 hours later, Grandpa, I ran out of coins, so I went to the cashier's office and I traded my pants for more money.
Good for you. Good for thinking outside the box.
Boy, that'd be a proud grandpa, yeah. But a sad family. I do see that if I ever do write a sitcom episode, that will be one of them.
A what episode?
A sitcom episode. Okay. Where the kid gambles his clothes away, and the grandpa's all proud of him, but the mom's like flipping her crap out on the grandpa.
Yeah.
Good show, I think, maybe. No laugh track.
Yeah, no, definitely no laugh track.
No, I mean...
real comedy doesn't need a laugh track.
I don't know. Cheers was the thing.
Yeah.
Also, but, Friends is pretty good.
Yeah, but it doesn't need the laugh track, though.
No.
For example, Arrested Development, super funny, doesn't have a single laugh track.
Yeah. I do. I'm gonna get Kirstie hooked on that show sometime. It's weird because her and I really need to figure out how we're going to introduce shows to each other. Because so far, it's been, like, me pushing everything on her right now. Like, we've almost finished watching the entire series of Community so
for now.
Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten quite to season 6 yet. We are so close, though.
Right. Well, has season 6 happened yet?
It started.
Oh,
there's
wow.
3 episodes out on Yahoo right now.
Have you already watched it?
Yeah. I'm all caught up.
Is it still okay?
It's still great. It's definitely back full force. The first episode of season 6 has a roof collapsing due to thousands of pounds of frisbees on top of the school.
Okay.
So that's a really great opening. And then immediately after that, there's a Blade Runner reference, which I don't appreciate the movie that much. But
you appreciate the reference.
I very much appreciated the reference.
It's
pretty
great.
It was great. I don't know if you'll ever get into that show.
I don't either.
It's that's pretty. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that it's on the internet now and not controlled by a corporate entity, because I can always be against
those. It's
still
controlled by a corporate entity. It's just not a...
It's a nicer corporate entity.
True.
Their logo is a flower, I'm pretty sure.
Yahoo?
No, it's an exclamation point. Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
Because they're exciting!
Yeah! We're the second best search engine! Yay, us! Or maybe
and then
maybe
Bing is
third.
Just sitting there in the corner with its head hanging in shame.
Well, do you think Bing is above or below Yahoo?
Probably below.
Is it?
It's controlled by Microsoft.
Is it? Because you know what I hear? You know what I've heard? Bing's really good at searching porn.
Oh.
That's what you use Bing for.
Mm-hmm. Apparently. I never use Bing, so.
I never use it either.
So.
It's all about
so
the way you phrase it.
So we can tell what the employees of Microsoft are doing all day. What they're YouTubing, or not
they're,
YouTubing. What
they're not censoring their search results like Google does.
Yeah.
That's what's happening at Microsoft, I guess. Also, apparently you can earn money by using Bing. Do you know of this?
I've never heard of Microsoft giving money, only of taking it.
It's happening, man. Huh. Apparently, if you depending on how many times you use Bing a month... They credit you a certain amount of, it was either Microsoft points or like straight up money.
I thought they stopped using Microsoft points.
Are they gone?
Yeah, because like...
How do you pay for stuff on the Xbox network?
You buy a PlayStation... Or not PlayStation. You buy a PlayStation card.
No. Microsoft now buying PlayStation. We broke the news here.
Or vice versa, because the PlayStation 4 sold way better than the Xbox One.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but then that also means Sony is...
I don't think Sony's ever going to be able to buy Microsoft.
No, it's not going to happen.
But Microsoft could just go ahead and fall over at any time. Who knows? But anyway, what were his...
Anyways,
they got rid of Microsoft points?
Yeah, you just go in and you buy just a card to redeem, kind of like you would an iTunes card.
Okay.
It's basically the same concept as buying an iTunes card. The iTunes don't give you fake iDollars.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah, this... Well, you never know.
We broke the news here first.
But you actually have to go and get the card?
Or you can hook up your credit card, which is stupid.
Yes.
I'm not going to hook my credit card up to something, a server based on the internet like that.
Not necessarily Microsoft.
Not Microsoft, definitely. Not Sony, not Apple.
No, I think everybody's learned with Sony that that's where that all stops.
I don't
stops.
Think everybody has learned.
You don't think so?
Because I think some people have set up, like with their PlayStation Plus account, where they do the annual billing on their card, so they just have their card there.
Oh, it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Hooray!
Although what you could do is you could buy one of those prepaid credit cards, put in that number, and then just refill it once a year.
Some people would say you're being paranoid. That's the government. That's
I don't care.
Get it? Yeah, I don't care either. If I wanted to go to that length, I would definitely do it, but I can also just disconnect my card after I use it.
See, that's what I did with the 2 month, the 2 week free trial of Plus. We had like an old prepaid card that had no money on it. They just needed a card and an expiration date, so I just punched in that string of numbers and the expiration date on it. It's like, okay, this works. We'll bill it in 2 weeks.
I probably would have just rubbed my face on the keyboard. Like, they probably would have accepted that.
Probably.
Just, like, jam your nose on the number pad a couple times and then spill coffee on it to type in the expiration date. And there you go. There's your card. Yeah. You may not remember what it is, but do you really need to know that?
You just disconnect that card right after you hook it up.
It's gone. You know, worry-free. You're anonymous forever now.
Gaming the system.
Yep, just make sure you follow our instructions every time. How has it been an hour already?
I don't know. That went quick.
The time, it's gone. I felt like we talked about nothing or everything. Probably nothing.
We talked about the future, and speaking of the future, Hoverboard's coming in September.
This year, guys.
Yeah.
This is out of...
We're almost another month done. It's April next week.
My God, my birthday is so close. I am ready for that.
We're going to get you so drunk.
It's going to be a good show.
Oh, no, we're not doing... We're going out for your birthday.
We're going out for the birthday.
I don't care if it's a Wednesday. We're going out for your birthday.
It is a Wednesday, isn't it? Or was it a Monday?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Mine was a Sunday. I don't care.
Yeah, you do that, and then you take the next day off.
Yeah.
Like... People will understand.
Yeah.
I sure hope they do. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, we want you to, at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at TGFRadio.com. Anything else you want to say besides the hoverboards?
Well, obviously we touch on it, but don't put your credit card into online automatic billing. Other than maybe Amazon is about the only one I can think of that's semi-trustworthy.
That's definitely the only one that mine's in.
Yeah, don't put it in something else.
The only reason it's hooked up all the time is because I have already, like, paid off my investment in Prime by far.
Yeah.
I am set.
Exactly.
I'm happy with it, and they're happy with me because of all the money I gave them.
Yeah.
That's probably where, like, 15% of my money goes. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.